Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Bavli, Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Lamed Aleph, 13 lines up from the foot of the page. Tani Amar Blaza. Tani Amar Blaza Bepshimon LeNechaku BeShamay UBeHillel SheMeviim Eitzim VeNu Mechunosim SheBeSadeh VeNu UMin HaMefuzorim SheBeKarpeif. Blaza Bepshimon says that BeShamay and BeHillel agree that one may take from collected wood in a field and from scattered wood in a karpeif. They disagree over scattered wood in a field. Beis Shammai prohibit it, and Beis Hillel permit it. Rabbi Nosson said that Beis Shammai agrees with Beis Hillel that one may take from a collected wood in a field and from collected wood in a karpeif. They disagree over scattered wood in a karpeif, Beis Shammai prohibit it, and Beis Hillel permit it. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Yirmiyah Rav Chanina Matziba b'shem Rav Halacha k'divrei mishu shu machmir Ravad Ravad min ha'mefuzorim shebekarpeif. Rav Yosef quoting Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Chanina quoting Rav said that the halacha follows the student opinion in a case of scattered wood in a karpeif. Mechal v'shid said Rav Yehuda the Tanin and Taman Rav Yehuda oimer afilu ein ba ela bo. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda seems to have been switched. The Mishnah teaches in Maseches Eruvin that Rabbi Yehuda says, even if in the garden or karpeif there is only a cistern, a pit, or a cave, one may carry inside the entire garden or karpeif, even if it's distant from a town, since it was enclosed for residential purposes. However, here Rabbi Yehuda requires it to be close to the town. Amr Mana Kebeistira Avidla Rabbi Yehuda. The answer of Mana gives us that Rabbi Yehuda considers it like a place of residence, even if it's far from the town, but a person does not have in mind upon the wood that's inside it unless it's close to the town. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ein mevaken eitzim in a koyra, so lem in a koyra, shenishba b'yomtev. One may not chop wood from beams, nor from a beam that broke on yomtev. Ein mevakim le v'kaldim, v'le v'magal, v'le v'magira, ele v'kufetz. One may not chop with an axe, with a saw, or with a scythe, but one may chop with a cleaver. If a house was full of fruit and was closed and was then breached, he may take from underneath the area that was breached. Rav Meir says one may continue to breach and take the fruit. The Gemara says, the Mishnah taught that one may not chop wood from the beams nor from a broken beam. Hadadat Amar b'koyr shenishba b'yomtuf. The Mishnah is referring to when the beam broke on Yom Tov, but if the beam broke before Yom Tov, then it's permitted. However, if it still looks like a vessel, meaning that it's still usable for construction, even if it broke before Yom Tov, it's prohibited. Tani sukos te'enim v'hem te'enim.
The Baisa says, branches of figs that have figs attached and branches of dates that have dates attached, if he brought them in as food, he may eat from them on Yom Tov. If he brought them in as firewood, he may not eat from them on Yom Tov. Rav says one may fuel an oven with vessels, but not with broken vessels. This applies to vessels that broke on Yom Tov, but if they broke before Yom Tov, it's permitted. It also applies when it no longer looks like a vessel, but if it does, even if it broke on Yom Tov, it's permitted. Tani Revchia Mesikim Ba'ichlem, Avaloi Bekelivheyem, Veloi Begalineyem. The Baisa says that from Rav Chiya that one may fuel an oven with food, but not with its shells, nor with its pits.
Rav have a Yosef koyim Rav Chiya, Rav have a Ochel, Rav Sami Zorak goy tefaya, Vezorak koyim me tefaya. Rav was standing in front of Rav Chiya, Rav, and he was eating. Rav Chiya saw Rav throw shells and pits into and around the stove. Amalei Rav Chiya, Rav, Hocha Zorak. Rav Chiya, Rav said, throw it elsewhere, not in front of the stove. Amalei Ma bin Hocha, Ma bin Hocha. Rav said, what's the difference between there and here? Amalei kein picha achariyem. Rav Chiya says, you son of great people, you must throw the shells away from people. You may certainly not throw them in front of your teacher. Rav Chanina, oichla havazorak. Rav Chanina explained Rav's behavior by saying that he threw the shells and pits with some of the food still attached to them, so it wasn't repulsive to the people. Rabbi gives a different explanation. The Rav was a sick Babylonian and he wasn't able to suck all of the foods. And Rabbi says that to do such a thing on Yom Tov would be prohibited. Rabbi called them. The Mishnah taught that one may not chop a beam with an axe. The base of Bianai, Amrin, Mavakin, called them. Those at the house of Bianai said that one may chop with an axe, and they disagree with the Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Hirisha, Mavakin, called them. The base of Hirisha says that one may chop with an axe. Shmuel Amar Halacha Kamishu Oimer, Mavakin, called them. Shmuel says that Halacha follows those that permit chopping with an axe. Tani, Rabbi Yosi, Ben Kippa, Amar Mishim, Mavalaza, Ben Chamua, Beishamai, Oisin, Beisilam Matirim. The Baisa says that Rabbi Yosi ben Kippa quoted from Rav ben Shamua that Beis Shammai prohibited and Beis Hillel permitted. Rav Magal, the Mishnah taught that one may not chop beams with a saw. Istanai Tani Mavakim, Istanai Tani Ein Mavakim. One Baisa teaches that one may chop, one Baisa teaches that one may not chop. Amar of Chista, Manda Amar Mavakim, Magal Shor Yad. Manda Amar Ein Mavakim, Magal Shor Katsir. Chista says that the first Baisa refers to chopping with a handsaw, and that is permitted, and the second vice is referring to chopping with a sickle, and that's not permitted because it appears that he's taking it to use for reaping. One vice says it's permitted to scatter turnips for animal food, and the second vice says that it's prohibited. Chista says that the first vice that says that when it's permitted is referring to a healthy animal, and the second vice refers to a weak animal. One vice says one may rub spice twigs between one's fingers, and one the second vice says one may not rub. The first vice that permits is talking about rubbing moist twigs, and the second vice is referring to rubbing dry twigs. One vice says one may sweeten mustard by extinguishing a coal, and the second vice says one may not sweeten mustard. Manda ama mematkin b'shenasna agabi agacheles, manda ma'im mematkin b'shenasna et agacheles alav. The vice that permits it refers to putting the mustard on top of the coals, and the second vice refers to putting the coals on the mustard. Istanai tani shafin et akesev, b'kal tikin, istanai tani ein shafin. One vice says one may rub to polish silver with galtikim dirt, and one vice says one may not rub. Manda abba shafin b'shenosna me'ev yontuf, manda me'in shafin b'shenosna yontuf. The first vice refers to when you put the dirt in water before yontuf, so it doesn't smooth the surface of the silver, and the second vice refers to when he didn't do so. Me'ya oimer, afu p'riches p'techila b'notel. The end of the Mishnah taught that a house full of fruit that was closed and was then breached, he may take from under the area that was breached, but may says that one may continue to breach and take the fruit. Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel of Avad Keneged HaPesach. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yehuda b'Shmuel, quoting Shmuel, said that as long as he breaches the wall around the entrance. We have a support from Abaisa. The Chacham agree with Meir about pit covers that are tied down with ropes, and one may shake them, unravel them, untie them, or cut them. On Shabbos, one may shake them, but not unravel, untie, or cut them. However, for utensils like boxes tied down with ropes, it's permitted to open them in this way on Shabbos, and certainly on Yom Tov.